You Can Relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger, here with...
Well, sorry, it's bad.
Were you burping?
That time.
Did you burp?
Yeah, it was like an involuntary one.
It was real
bad timing for that to happen. Yeah. Oh, Caesar salad.
Oh, brutal.
Not great.
I'm here with Caesar salad.
What's the best thing you've ever burped or worst thing you've ever burped?
Okay. I was going to say best. I don't think there's a good thing to burp.
I don't
think so.
Like a chocolate milkshake.
That's horrible.
What about a Coca-Cola?
I feel like a Coca-Cola gives you a good burp, but it's not like it tastes good.
Does it taste like Coca-Cola?
I don't think any burp tastes good because it's like mixed with like stomach acid scent or feel. Coke gives me the best burps, but like I don't want to taste any. The worst tasting is like a super garlicky dinner. Like I don't like that when it comes back.
I don't think I could count on my hands the amount of times I've gone to kiss you and been like, "Hope, wait," and you because you were burping.
Not on purpose. It's like your involuntary one.
Is it that I make you burp, or you just always be burping?
Maybe it's both. Are you okay? You still burping?
I'm still burping, and it was not pleasant.
Again. I feel like Caesar salad. Oh, what are we talking about? Welcome to Relax the Podcast.
I had it like two hours ago, but I'm drinking this like seltzer water, and it's just like
that's what's making you burp.
It's fighting its way back.
Welcome to Relax the Podcast, yes, where we talk about Caesar salad burps.
And that's what we're listening to.
What needs to relax for you today, love?
I was thinking about making lunch for kids.
Okay.
Specifically, like making a school lunch for your kids, and I was thinking how like our kid has to have like and it's great for the environment, but like a lunch box apparatus that is no throwaways. Mm-hmm. What's the word I'm looking for?
Trash.
No trash. Yeah, I wasn't like something like the disposables.
Yeah,
I don't know. So it's like a reusable lunch thing with like little compartments and like, you know, I do this every night, like before I go to bed, and I put it in the fridge and I make, you know, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich or whatever, and all the little snacks that go in the little snack compartments. And I was thinking about that. It made me laugh because I was thinking about like what I used to eat for school lunch. Mm-hmm. And I remember telling you this story, season one of Haters Back Off, and
story.
And then you made fun of me, I believe publicly.
Oh.
Like in a tweet or something about it for a long time. Because I don't know why I told you this story, but I can remember very specifically being so excited when my mom was like, had a lot going on. She was like, just go ahead. You make your own lunch. And I would make, and this would only be it. And it would be not in a reusable thing. It'd be in a brown paper lunch bag. It would be a mayonnaise sandwich.
Yep.
I would be so excited because yes, I get a mayonnaise sandwich today. I'm making my own lunch. And it would just be white bread, Wonder bread with like a healthy amount of mayo in the middle.
You still love mayo.
No, not toasted. We're not talking a panini
soggy
here.
Soggy mayo bread. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you still go through mayo like I've never seen.
And you would make fun of me so much. I feel like people have feelings about mayo.
I think they do too.
And that they don't like it.
I love mayo. I think mayo is delicious.
I think there's a time and a place. Like, yeah. I think it's like turkey sandwich.
I love you. Tuna. You use mayo on every lunch. I'd say that you make.
I'm always making turkey sandwiches, I guess.
You love mayo
or
so
tuna,
much.
Or a tuna sandwich.
Yeah, we go through a lot of mayo in this house, but I'm not making any of that.
And if I ever moved to Europe, it would only be because they dip French fries in mayo.
Right.
I thought that was incredible. We went to like a pub in London, when you were touring over there, and we got fish and chips, and with the fries came a thing of mayonnaise. We didn't even ask for it.
I know you loved it. Stoked on mayo and fries, man. You love a mayo.
Man, because you would call me like mayo sandwiches. Like
mayo sandwich. I don't remember that.
You kept like bringing. You brought it up after I told you that. Like you got a kick out of it because you brought
That's
it.
So
up.
Annoying. I'm so sorry.
You brought it up a lot. And so what needs to relax is, man, these kids gotta eat lunch every day.
I know, right?
And you put so much effort into it, and then the kid comes home, and they're going to school, you know what I mean? It's kindergarten, but they get home, and you're like, what'd you do at school today? I don't know.
Right.
Was it good? Yeah, it was good. What tell me something, I don't know. And you're like, and then you check then you go to like clean the lunch thing out the next night to redo it again. It's like, you know, half eaten or...
Well, that's what's crazy is like, I feel like sometimes it's half eaten. Sometimes
it's all
like,
eaten.
Oh, they, yeah. Sometimes you're like, oh, they didn't, they really didn't like any of their lunch today. And then the next time they'll eat every tiny crumb of it. And I'm like, what? It doesn't make any sense. But I love that you ask like, oh, how was school? And I don't remember. Nothing. It was fine. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then like a couple days later, Flynn will be like, oh, so the other day when we saw a snake, what?
Like, I caught a black widow spider.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He'll be like
2 hours after I asked the question.
Remember when I was holding a salamander at school? And I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, like, I feel like he always has some crazy story.
Or he'll remember a pun that someone said he'll think it was like, so like the most hilarious joke he's ever heard in his life.
Oh, the best day ever. I mean, not literally, but a great day was when he came home from school and he's like, you will never believe what my friend said. You know what I'm about to say, right?
I forget a lot of these, but maybe
it was like one of the first days of school, but he was like, you're never gonna believe this is crazy. My friend said, liar, liar, pants on fire. He thought that was the craziest, funniest thing in the world. He laughed
like,
so hard.
I can't believe that kid just off the dome made up this thing. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
He thought it was so funny. Yeah.
Can I talk about Sweet Mercy? Or is that like too
sure,
much?
Sure, yeah.
He had this, he was like, I was dad on the playground. I was playing Sweet Mercy. I go, what does Sweet Mercy mean? And he goes, death.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Go, whoa. Like pause. Like, well, it's when you climb outside of the top level of the playground and you just hold on and then you let your feet go and you just hang there.
Yeah. And you say, they call it Sweet Mercy.
And I said, it's because he did not make up this game. I was like, who made up this game? And I'm watching that kid.
Yeah.
I'm keeping an eye on
The kid who invented Sweet Mercy. Sweet Mercy. I don't know what Sweet Mercy is. I don't know. I just don't like that Sweet Mercy doesn't sound that bad to me because it just reminds me of like Full House when Uncle Jesse would say, have mercy.
That's not what I think of when my 6-year-old is like, you know what I did at school today? Sweet Mercy.
Well, the way he said Sweet Mercy to me, he was like, Sweet Mercy. Like it was like, oh my gosh. Like that's how he said it to me. So it didn't sound bad until you told me that he said it was called death.
Well, then I asked him what it means and he goes, I can show you how he said it. He goes, death. He said it like that.
God. It's horrifying. Well, he hasn't said it since then. So I think they stopped playing
playground
that.
Fun.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
Anyway,
let's hope for that.
Fun stuff. Kids and lunches and you know what? I'm sure I had a lunchbox. Again, I apologize for making fun of you about a mayo sandwich. I don't remember making fun of you. I remember thinking it was crazy.
It was, you weren't like actually like seriously making fun of me. You were just teasing.
I remember like teasing you about it because I thought just mayo in bread was wild. I'd never heard of something like that before.
Not to me in fourth grade.
I never had that I can remember like a full on lunchbox. Like I'm sure I did at some point. But I don't have one that I remember. I just remember like paper bag lunches. Like that's what I had mostly was paper bag lunches.
Your
that had my name written on it.
Does your school have hot lunch?
It did. I never had it.
People always would go crazy for like chicken nugget day or pizza day.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite was French toast stick day.
Ooh, I love a French toast stick.
It's some crazy savant coming up with like the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Been like, let's just do French toast sticks one day.
Yeah,
it was an incredible day.
Amazing.
Do I want French? I think I do.
You know who had really good French toast sticks back in the day was Burger King. So good.
They were really good.
They had good chicken tenders and they had good French toast sticks.
And that chicken sandwich man was good too.
But I haven't been to Burger King in so long, but I don't think I know they don't have those chicken tenders anymore. I'm very salty about it. But
I wonder if they still have the French toast sticks for breakfast.
I don't know. We should find out.
We should.
We should eat them. Sounds delicious.
You got it, dude. See, I brought it back.
Yes. Get it. We love a Full House reference. I always had the paper bag lunches and we always had lunch from home. I think the only time I ever ate lunch at school was in high school. And it was like, I could probably count on one hand how many times I ate the lunch, like bought lunch at school.
Okay.
And I don't think I ever like went into the cafeteria. It was like, we had these little carts. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Like carts out in this what's it called? The Greek.
Yeah.
Squad.
I've always had my mind blown by the way that California schools are just outside.
Yeah. I don't know.
Nothing but breezeways.
Yeah. Breezeways for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For the win. But anyway, that's a great thing that needs to relax, love.
What about you? Who
I don't
do you
know.
Think?
Jeez Louise, so many things.
Let's talk about your shirt.
Oh, yes. I wore it for, I've been meaning to wear this every week and I never do. What's it say, love?
You walked in wearing it. I haven't got to really take a look at it yet, so I got to read it. You're either a smart fella or a fart smella.
Like it?
With a picture of a raccoon wearing sunglasses.
What's with raccoons and like these shirts? I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of your shirts just have some random text and a raccoon.
I thought this one was so unbelievably dumb.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what it means.
What fit and material did you order?
Poison.
Yeah.
It's actually really soft, to be honest. The shirt's actually really soft. It's just that the print is
plastic.
Bad. No, that maybe, I don't know, but the shirt itself is very soft.
Okay.
The print on it is garbage. You know what, love? I don't know that I have a specific thing. Oh, I know what needs to relax.
Okay.
I haven't talked about this with literally anybody because I was waiting to talk about it with you.
Okay.
I had my eye exam today.
Oh.
How are you not more excited about this? This is a very big deal.
Yeah, I guess... optometry appointments is, I'm so excited.
What is so exciting? Am I going to need glasses? Am I not going to need glasses? What do you think?
No, I don't think you need glasses.
Interesting.
Is this because you're having a headache sometimes?
No, my doctor said, yes, because of the headache and also because things are blurry sometimes. Mm-hmm. And my doctor said, hey, when was your last eye exam? And I was like, I don't know. She was like, yeah. Go get one, please. You've had kids and your body can change after having all these kids.
Sure. And you're getting up there.
I'm so old. And so I went and did the test. And let me tell you.
Sticky?
Sticky?
Sticky. Stigmatism?
Oh, no. I thought you said sticky. No. I'll tell you the results, but then I'm going to tell you what needs to relax. So far away things, 2020, baby. But close up things,
because
I'm an old person, apparently.
We're not going to be astigmatism twins, or so you need readers. You
like,
need like
I like
CVS.
Old lady like reader glasses.
Oh, that's cool.
So they said like it's not like you have to have these or you won't be able to function.
Yeah.
And they gave me prescription for glasses. It's a 2-year long prescription, so that, like I can get them anytime within the next 2 years. And he was like, "Do you need them? You will, and sort of, but like it's not horrible if you don't get them right now."
Okay.
And I was like, okay, thinking like, I'm fine. And he's like, here, I'll show you an example. And he handed me this like paper with like writing on it. Cause I did all the test things, you know, but then he handed me a paper with like all the things. And then he gave me these fake glasses with like the prescription I would need. Mm-hmm. And he's like, so look at it. And I look at it and it looks fine. Like it looks like a paper with words on it.
Yeah.
I have the glasses on. I was like,
I know. It's a crazy feeling.
It's jarring. I was like,
to go your whole life being like, this is what things look like. And then that's what I said when I first got glasses. It's like, oh, it's like now it's an HD or something.
Yeah. Yes. But I was like, it was jarring because that was what's weird is that is what my vision was. Cause it's like deteriorated a little bit. Like just my nearsightedness, I guess is what it's called. I don't know.
We're all dying.
But it wasn't like I can't read without it. He explained it. He's like, your eyes do adjust to things when you're reading them up close. Like eventually your eyeballs will kind of adjust and be able to see, which is true. But with the glasses on, it was like, that's how clear things are.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I went and talked to the glasses people and they're like, all right, so yeah, you can pick some out. And I was like,
did you pick out some frames?
Absolutely not.
Why
you know
not?
What I said? I said, I cannot do this without my husband. I have to bring him
that
with me. I
wonder what they thought when you're like, I'm not allowed to do this without my husband.
I didn't say I'm not allowed. I said, he's way better at this than me.
Way better at like picking out
love.
Oh, because you want them to be like trendy?
Well, I want to look good in them. And I don't understand. I can't tell the difference between anything. Like all glasses look the same to me.
Love, can I tell you something?
What?
What's the point? You're going to lose them in a day. They'll be gone.
Can I tell you something else
unless
crazy?
Unless you wear them with a chain, like one of those where people wear them around their neck, like a necklace.
Well, this is what I want them for right now, because eventually, yeah, maybe I'll need them every time I read something. Right now I'm fine. But what would be very helpful, and I think it would help with my headaches and my migraines that I've been getting is, and this is the doctor recommended this too, after finding out what I do for work. He was like, you know, it'd be good for you to have glasses when you're editing with the blue, whatever.
The blue light thing. Yeah.
The blue light thing.
He said it will help
with my headaches and will help me straining or whatever. And so he said that that would help quite a bit, but I didn't want to like, so I just keep them by my desk, I think, and just only use them when I was editing, but I need you to help me pick some out.
I'd love to. Yeah. So, I mean, but this wasn't a demand of me.
No, I said
as a husband.
No, of course not. I said that he's better at this than me. I need to have him here with me. But that's not what he needs to relax.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, I know.
Like that'd be like.
So we'll have to do that. But that's not what needs to relax. So that's just the information. Mm-hmm. But what needs to relax is two things. One, she goes, okay, so this is let me look at your plan and see like how much it covers and what your copay will be for glasses.
Oh, nothing.
Love.
It's so expensive.
Our insurance, which we pay a lot of money for every month.
Yeah, vision, it's like...
For our family. No, it covers... This is what's crazy. It covers the eye exam.
Yeah.
It does not cover any form of glasses.
The $600 lenses.
Like, what are you... You're going to cover for the doctor to tell me I need something that you won't pay for? Health insurance is so ridiculous. We pay so much money for health insurance every month. I was like, this is crazy. And then I was like, wait... I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. You know, I didn't give her, it's not her fault. This sweet woman who's helping me. I was like, oh, okay, no worries. And she's like, that's really strange. She was like, you should talk to your health insurance because this is if you
normally they cover.
She goes, well, especially if someone in your family is going to wear glasses. And I was like, my husband wears glasses. She was like, oh, yeah, you should look into this.
Yeah, I honestly did it without insurance. I just paid out of pocket.
Right. Well, because you had to. And then she goes, well, you know, maybe it's just you and your husband. At least I'm sure your kids are insured with that. And then she's like, oh, you should probably look at that. I was like, oh my God, what is going on with our health insurance? So isn't that crazy? The health insurance is like, we'll pay for the doctor to tell you something's wrong with you, but we will not pay for you to fix it.
There's obviously... a lot of issues and way bigger issues with our healthcare system, but yeah.
I'm sure, but like, of course. Yeah. I'm just saying it's a dumb little thing that was like, and okay, so that was the first thing. We have to get into the politics of it.
It's terrible across the board, we'll just say that.
Yeah, we don't have to get into the politics of it. I was just saying like, that was crazy to me. And the other thing that I thought needed to relax was, I guess, my own brain, but the tests that they have you do.
Did you get to see like the 3D scan they do of your eyeball and you can essentially see like the back of your eyeball and everything? It's crooks.
Yeah. But I was more interested in like the tests they're like, okay, every time you see a light, you push this button. Uh-huh. But I'm the type of person where I need to fully understand all the rules of a game before you do a game. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to mess it up. I want to do it perfect.
Okay.
So she's like, saying the whole spiel she says every single day, 100 times a day to all different people who come in, you know, she's like, you're gonna place your chin right here. You're gonna put your forehead right here in the middle. You're gonna focus on a red dot with your left eye. And every time you see the light, you're gonna click. All right, here we go. You know, like that's kind of how she does it. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, whoa, what color dot? Only what? But it's starting.
Yeah.
You know, the test has started and I go, oh no, wait, I didn't push it. Wait, I have a question. Do I cover my other eye? She's like, oh yeah. And I was like, wait, I didn't push. Can you start it? She's like, no, just do it now. And I was like, wait, there was a dot in the center, but is it the dot anywhere? Which one do I push? Like I was panicked, so panicked. And then there's another test that was like, okay, tell us which of these two pictures is clearer. Tell us which one of these two things is here. This one or this one, which one is the more clear vision? And I go, I don't know. This one's kind of clear, but there's a little bit of it blurry.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends. The outside of this one's blurry or the center of this one's blurry, but this one is, 80% and 70% blurrier, but he's like, okay, just say A or B. Like, I was so bad at this thing. Like, this is why I was a horrible test taker at school.
Yeah.
Like, I was a horrible, like, my SAT scores were terrible and I was a great student. But, like,
because you're overanalyzing the meaning of everything, all of it.
I overanalyze every single, because I want it to be perfect and that screws me over.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I want to get it perfect. And so then I overanalyze and I question everything. And if I get an answer quickly, I'm like, wait, that was too easy. I think I did it wrong. And I want to go back. So that it was extremely stressful. And by the like third test that I had to do with my eyes, I was like, I'm sorry. I messed this one up. Sorry. I really messed this one up. I just didn't understand everything. It's like while I'm taking it, I'm like pushing buttons and like, I'm like apologizing to this woman. And she goes, it's okay. You've had a really rough afternoon, I think.
No, she didn't say that. She did. Really?
She really did. And I was like, I met you 30 seconds
How
ago.
How did she know?
I was like, it was such a, like a, I don't know what kind of response it was for her, but it was just like this.
She had to give you an excuse for being so strange.
I think she just had been like, this girl must be having the worst day of her life or something, which I wasn't. That's just how I am with tests. But it was, oh man, it was bad. And so then I was like, wait, when he said, first of all, he said I had an eye tilt, which I don't even know what that is. Because there's one point where he covered an eye and then he had like a ball here and he's like, just look at the ball. And he was going back and forth like this. And he's like, now cover your other eye. And he was going back and forth. And every time he did it, the image, the little ball thing that I was supposed to look at would shift every time I closed one eye and opened the other or whatever. Uh-huh. And his face was like he was looking at a mutant. Like he was like, oh, like it's like, he was like, oh yeah, I see that shift. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, so you know, an eye tilt. But he never explained what it was. But he said I had a eye tilt.
Oh, I see it now.
What does that mean?
I see it.
What do you mean you see it? Am I cross-eyed?
Well, I think it's because you're always crossing your eyes to be silly. And all your facial gestures, you've just tilted that thing.
But we don't
man.
Even know what it is, but he said I have an eye tilt. But then he didn't explain what it was. Or anyway, I have an eye tilt, whatever that means.
I'll look it up.
But I got stressed about that because I was like, oh no, I failed whatever that is. How do I straighten out my tilt? I just overstress
what
about these things. It's not good. You're Googling
tilt.
What is it? I'm scared to know the answer. I think it just means one of my eyes is cross-eyed or something. What does it say?
The angle of the outer and inner corners of the eyes in relation to the face? No, that can't be right. That's just talking about, the angle between your inner eye and your outer eye.
I have two eyes inside of each other?
I don't
know. Wait, each eyeball has an inner, and I don't understand eyeballs. That's not my expertise, shockingly. But yeah, it was exciting that I get to have like a pair of glasses.
That's yeah.
Just for while I'm working. I think that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I don't like, but I need you to pick them out.
Then you got to keep them at your desk.
Yes. Yeah. I'd only wear them at the desk, for now. And he's like, you know, and then over time it's going to get worse and you'll definitely need, you know, we'll need to make adjustments. But for now,
I think that happens.
He described it as like, it's fine. You're fine without them, but like you kind of need them, but you don't have to have them right now.
Crazy that humans, like however long ago, were like, oh, I can't see. Things are fuzzy and they just like dealt with it. And then some guy was like, what if I look through this glass?
This fuzzy glass to someone else that makes things blurry.
I look through this weird glass and like things become focused. Like,
well, I don't think that's how they figured it out. I wouldn't think. Oh. I think it would be the opposite. Don't you? That they would study eyeballs and be like, oh, this eyeball is missing these things. So what if we put something in front of the face that is those things that makes that adjustment for the eyeball?
What?
Like, it wouldn't be like someone whose eyes are blurry then put up a glass that just happened to be the right prescription one day and was like, hey, what? I think it was, don't you think it would be the other way? Like someone was studying eyeballs and was like,
well, no,
oh,
I think
that,
well, I just think the idea, it's, glasses have been around for so long that like, I don't think at that time that they're like studying
eyeballs, yeah,
like
you're probably
eyeballs
right.
In any kind of like way that they could determine things, like, you know what I mean?
I guess that's true.
Other than just like cutting up and being like, oh, so that's what's in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess that's true. How did they figure that out?
I picture like, you know, Mr. Smee and like Captain Hook, like didn't he have like a monocle like or something? Like,
yeah, I guess. How did they figure that out?
How did they figure out glasses?
And now you're
back
Googling
to
that?
Google. Oh, no. I'm back and you're going to love this.
Okay.
Glasses. Well, first of all, glasses were invented in the 13th century. See, I knew it went back far. That's a very long time. The 13th century in Italy. Before glasses, people with imperfect vision used reading stones.
What?
Which were lenses made of glass or quartz that were placed on a page to magnify words. Then, you know.
So it's a magnifying glass before. So,
but they would use quartz. I just thought you'd think that cool since you.
Yeah. I like quartz.
You like rocks so much and stones.
That's interesting. So it wasn't glasses at first. It was just a magnifying glass. And then they probably started wearing magnifying glasses on their eyeballs.
Yeah. And someone found a way to, like, you know, of course, through glass working convex them. And then in the 13th century, someone made like, look at this 13th century eyeglass.
I feel like you'd
frames.
Wear those today.
You idiot.
There's like wooden glasses.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
fascinating.
Cool. Pretty interesting.
All right. Well, hold on, because I'm Googling something.
In the time between 1000 and 1250, reading stones uses magnets. That's crazy, man. That's so long.
What did you just say?
So crazy, man.
No. Before that.
In the time between 1000 and 1250, 1250.
Surprised because I didn't know what you said.
Kind of thought I was thinking it.
Like, then that's like, what it sounded like.
and then you asked me, I was like, oh, was I talking out?
Me every day though, except I'm like full voice talking. By the way, I was trying to look up more about my eye tilt, but I got overwhelmed by it. It didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I So I kind of have been filming my vlogs a little differently recently because I have a shoulder injury and I can't really edit. So I'm trying to do something a little different. So I've just kind of been filming long clips of slices of life and then just not editing it very much. And part of that is using this one camera that I need to use these microphones for because this is bad sound quality. So I have these two mics and I put one on me and we went to the beach the other day and I put one on Flynn. And just because sometimes he wanders away from me to look at sea creatures and whatever, he's over with you. And I wanted to make sure I could capture like whatever he was talking about. And I was kind of going through the footage last night and I just want to mic our children all day, every day now, because it's amazing hearing the things that he like.
They talk to themselves about. Yeah.
Well, it's not so much talking to himself. It's more like, well, one part was amazing where Flynn and I were at the tide pools. And you had gone to get your fishing pole. And so it was just me and Flynn at the tide pools. You know, we're probably like 10 feet apart from each other, kind of looking at different things. But what I do kind of always is talk to myself one or sing. And especially when I'm like looking for rocks or doing something, I'm just kind of humming to myself singing. And I do it when I'm in pain, when I'm scared, when I'm happy. Like I'm just kind of always humming something, singing something if I'm not talking. And so I'm doing that, right?
Into the microphone. Exhausting as someone who doesn't do that.
You're silence boy.
Yeah, I'm just silence. So like driving silence. Like it sounds exhausting to me. Well, to always be.
Flynn does it.
Yeah, I know.
And it's very cute. There's this amazing moment where he couldn't hear me and I couldn't hear him because the ocean was loud. We were 10 feet from each other and we could hear each other if we talked, but we were both singing the same time under our breath to ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it's chaos because like we're singing different things, but it was so just pleasing and interesting for me as his mom. Yeah. To watch like, oh, he's doing the exact same thing that I do, but we're mm-hmm. separate from each other. And we're both like, this is how we like enjoy our time alone, is like to sing to ourselves. And like, we don't even realize that we're doing it. Like he doesn't know he's doing it. I don't know I'm doing it when I'm doing it. Like in mm-hmm. that moment, I don't remember like thinking back. I don't remember singing, but in the footage, I'm like singing and he's singing at the same time, but a different song. It's Tolkien's. But anyway, the thing I wanted to tell you was because he was mic'd, I caught things I never would have caught in the moment because he'll say things under his breath kind of. Mm-hmm. So we're on the wharf on the pier and we went crabbing, whatever. And these tourists or something came over to see what we'd caught and they look in the bucket and Flynn's kind of showing them, but they're kind of talking to us like, oh, how do you do this? How does the hoop net work? And you know, we're talking to them and Flynn's like, oh, this is a Pacific rock crab, you know, just still kind of in his own world, talking about the different rocks. Mm-hmm. And then crab, sorry. Oh my God, my brain. So it's almost like it's the most human moment. I can't wait to show it to you where he realizes he realized no one's listening or something. I don't know, but he's like, and this is this kind of a decorator crab. And oh my gosh, what am I even talking about? But it's like completely under his breath. Uh-huh. And there's so many little moments like that I like never knew that he was saying or talking about, but it's so, oh my God, it's just so sweet. And I love it so much. And I'll have to share those moments with you, but now it just makes me want to mic the twins one day randomly just to see what they're saying under their breath.
You gotta get like, cause now they'll like, I mean, they do fight a lot as brothers and sisters mm-hmm. do. But like they've been playing together a lot mm-hmm. and been able to kind of step back and just watch them play together. And it's really, really cute. You gotta capture some of that.
Yeah. It's so wonderful. I don't know what made me start to talk about that, but it's magical. And I'm
really
enjoying
it. You should mic me when I'm just driving around by myself.
I bet you are. It's completely silent.
Just talking.
Or if you're talking, it's like under your breath, just how you rage. Just did earlier. And I wouldn't be able to understand a word you said.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't be able to understand it.
Mine would be like, if I mic'd myself when I was alone and then posted it anywhere or showed it to you, I'd probably end up in a mental institution. Because you'd be like, this is the craziest thing.
I've seen it.
Like I'm crazy. Mm. Like, because I just skip from, I just talk. Every thought comes out of my mouth. It's not good.
Yeah, I mean, this is your podcast. I mean, it's pretty obvious to anyone listening.
Unfortunately, I wish you talked more.
Huh? I try.
Well, go for it.
Oh, my
gosh. You're better than me in every sense
what
of the word.
What am I even talking about? I don't got nothing.
You're more interesting than me.
Something made me laugh today.
That's good.
I haven't had a cigarette. Right. I just say this in over 6 years.
Longer than that.
Yeah, 6 years and some months. Because I did it like before Flynn was born.
Yeah. Way before Flood. It was like the beginning of my pregnancy.
Yeah. I guess that's true. Anyways, that's besides the point.
Yeah.
There was this thing. I've totally forgotten about this thing when we were like first like hanging out, whatever. And it was when you do as like a cigarette smoker, where it's called like packing them, where it's like a, where you
God.
Do this thing where you take the pack of cigarettes and you kind of like smack it on your, other hand. And it's, I guess to make, you know, to over explain it, it's to make the tobacco, like the loose tobacco, like tighter and like the cigarettes. So you, it's in an upside down version. You like smack in your hand. It kind of sounds like a smack, whatever, a slap. And in any case, I hadn't thought about that in forever. And I saw someone crazy 2025. Some people are still doing this, but like I saw someone walking out of a 7-Eleven and they just bought a pack of cigarettes and they were pop, pop, pop. And I was just like, oh my gosh. I remember when we first started hanging out, you could be like a mile away in a different room, like, or a different aisle or place or whatever, wherever we were. And if you heard that sound, wherever you would always just shout out. Do you want to say it?
It's explicit. It's inappropriate.
Well, don't say the actual word then, but
why not?
But I would love it because I wouldn't even think you were like,
I don't know why I said
home
that.
Or,
so weird.
Or there or like aware, but from other rooms, you'd always shout, smack that.
I didn't say it like that. Go smack that pussy. I'd say it like that. So I said it crazy.
You would say it every time. And it was like, oh.
It's the craziest sound because I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. And I don't know anything about cigarettes. I've never like been around someone who smoked cigarettes a bunch that I know of.
Are you going to bleep and that?
No, I don't know. I've said worse things on the internet, I guess. Yeah, I don't know why or how that even started. I remember being like, why is he always hitting that box of cigarettes?
Did you
that
think
he
it
has?
Was like an OCD thing?
I didn't know what it was. I didn't know anything about it. But then I think I asked you once. I think it's one of those intrusive thought things that comes out sometimes. Like, I don't know why I wanted to say that every time I heard that sound.
And you would,
it was
so weird. It would always make me
and
laugh.
I always said it like that. Smack that pussy. Yeah. It was so weird.
It would always surprise me because I would always be like, what? How did she hear that? Or where are you?
I forgot about that.
I always found it. I found it really endearing.
That's funny. I completely forgot that about that. It's weird to think that you ever smoked.
Yeah, I know.
Have you ever talked about that you smoked? Yeah, you've talked about that. Oh yeah, hello, coffee and cigarettes, or what, red wine and cigarettes. You used to say that in that song.
Mm-hmm.
Someone asked us to rewrite the lyrics to that grilled cheese and applesauce song. And I don't know what I would say now for the kids. Grilled cheese and applesauce is Flynn.
Peanut butter and crunchies. I don't know.
Flynn would be chocolate or cookies. It'd be cookies and.
That's like his favorite.
His favorite food, cookies and peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly and Z-bars.
Ugh. Yeah, peanut butter and jelly, Z-bars. But also like he just wants cookies, chocolate, anything sweet, candy. Maisie would be literally anything. She'll eat anything. Wesley would be nothing. And I think that's what the last lyrics were.
You know what? Wesley's been crushing some fish sticks
You're right. He loves fish sticks now.
Three doesn't sound like a lot, but for our picky eater kids. He's dipping them in ranch.
Wild behavior. Wild. I forgot about that. He definitely.
He loves a fish stick these days.
Loves fish sticks. Yeah. I forgot about that. That's so true. It's a newer development.
And Maisie is pickles. She loves pickles.
Sure, but she like will eat anything. Like yeah, she loves food. Like she will try anything. She loves it. She'll
rice
eat anything.
And beans.
Rice and beans, get in on it. Like she's like, Mama, what are you eating? Can I have some? And she will eat. She'll eat any of it. And she'll eat it all. Like she's like, yeah, I'm down.
I cannot, as much as I love everything bagels with cream cheese, I can't eat them around her. She'll like ask for a bite and then she'll just take it.
She eats
it
so much. She'll be like, I love it. I love how much she loves to eat. And if she doesn't like something, I've never seen a kid really do this before. Maybe because our other two kids are just so picky.
Yeah.
But she'll eat something she doesn't like. She'll try. She'll go, can I try? And she'll try. And if she doesn't, she goes, I don't like that. And she's just like, that's not for me. And then she doesn't freak out. She doesn't care. She just is like, oh, I now I know I don't like that one. And I'm like, that is such a mature responsible reaction. Like, I know adults who don't do that, who like won't try something, and she'll try it and be like,
boys that
I don't
like,
think I like that. I don't think I want that again.
It's the boys who have like meltdowns.
They're like, hysterics. I can't try that. Yeah. It's a,
yeah. We're talking, I'm talking about like pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's like anything. It can be a dessert that looks foreign and they'll panic.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's just so weird how they're all so, they're so different with that. Like how they're always exactly the same. All get the same food. And Maisie's the one that's like, I'll eat anything. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. She's not scared of any food. She likes all foods pretty much. Anyway, I, you know, I have a bunch of comments that I wanted to read today because we had asked, everyone out there what hobbies we should start.
Yeah.
And we got some great suggestions if you want to hear. Do you want to hear, love?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you ever get those colognes?
No, I put them in a shopping cart and then I didn't purchase. Did I? Maybe I did. I'll need to look into that.
Okay.
Because I thought I did.
Yeah. It was a while ago.
That was a very long time ago.
A few weeks.
Huh. That was a big fail on me. I forgot about it. Okay. So Lena Ashley said, the obvious answer for hobbies would be music. You both love writing together and I can totally see you guys getting invested in writing something incredible.
We're just like writing music?
Yeah. Like music is a good hobby.
It sounds super fun. It's not really what I meant by hobby, but like, but yeah but it sounds...
I feel like it is super fun, but it's also one of those things that like music, especially when you're writing stuff, you have to be like inspired or like have an idea or something. Whereas like a hobby, you don't really need that as much, you know?
I don't know.
I guess a hobby could be like learning a new instrument could be something.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's something to chew on.
This one. Okay. I don't know what this says. Chicago Games. I don't know. Or Chai Chai Games. What's that mean? I don't know. I'm scared I'm saying something I shouldn't say. A saltwater aquarium would be a great hobby and fun to learn about together with the kids. I am against this. I love the enthusiasm.
So obsessed.
He wants one so bad. It's an expensive. Here's the thing. I don't want to do a hobby that involves a living creature. Because what if we're not good at said hobby? I don't want to harm little creatures. And also I feel like saltwater aquariums, what I've looked, cause I have looked into it, expensive. It's a lot of work. It's very expensive. It's like a full-time job. I feel like taking care of like the coral and the fish. And they're like, it's like, I don't know. It just seems like a lot.
I've never had one. I have no experience with that. And I know it to be very expensive and like a lot of,
well, I've had regular fish tanks, but like growing up, I feel like everyone just, back in the day, unfortunately, we didn't know as much as we know now with, you know, Google at our fingertips about the proper care of like creatures. Of course, we were kind and took care of our animals, but like, yeah, fish tank, you get fish. You know, you just didn't think too much about like the proper like care of them. I don't want to be misconstrued that like abused the fish or something, but you just get a big fish tank and you pick out the pretty ones. And I didn't know that like there's certain types of fish you need this many together. And this type of fish needs to be in a tank with this many gallons. And this, you know, like there's all these rules with the different fish that no one ever taught me as a little kid. And then, so now as an adult looking into it, like even with a betta fish, like I always thought like a betta fish could be in a small tank. And then when we had one, I learned it had to be in a much bigger tank and it needed much different care than what I was always told growing up. And I just never knew. Yeah. And so fish, like it's such a huge responsibility and I just don't think we have the time for it, but I love the idea of it.
Yeah. I've had to like talk to him a bunch about how that's kind of an improbable dream to have that.
Yeah. But I've looked into it so many times. I'm like, maybe we could, and it's just not, I don't think it's going to be a thing, but I wish.
Stick to going to aquariums.
Yeah, I guess so. Now, Holly said, hey, maybe, like she's suggesting a weird behavior to debate. You know how we debate silly little things?
It's not a hobby.
No, but it's still good.
Okay.
I always read magazines from back to front because all the articles are in the back. I don't think that's weird. I think that's smart. And then this, hold on. I open a new bag of chips upside down. Get ready for it. Because all the good spices are at the bottom. I don't think that's weird. I think it's brilliant and I'm mad I never thought of it. She opens chip bags upside down because all of the seasonings have been sitting at the bottom of that bag for its whole shelf life.
You're telling me there's still magazines?
I guess.
If you read it backwards though, what, like you're going to see like the pieces of articles where they're like continued on page 78 or whatever. I don't think you can read them. You can read a magazine backwards.
Well, this person, Holly, does.
That's like her quirk.
I guess. I don't think it's that weird, I think it's great.
Holly, I'm just saying, like,
how are you not on this reading, chip thing? This is about, genius.
I'm getting there. This is a lot of information. You can't read a magazine backwards?
I'm for it. I like
it. So you're reading the articles backwards? Or are you just...
She's not like reading it like completely...
Yeah, you're like...
Backwards and reverse. Okay.
What's at the front of magazines?
That, probably if ads, it's not, I guess.
I don't know. And then like... Write us again. What magazine is this?
I couldn't tell you. Maybe she'll tell us.
Magazines now?
Maybe she'll tell us. I don't know.
And then chip... What chips have spices?
What? Barbecue, sweetened... Or not sweet and sour. The salty vinegar ones.
So you're going to have more
serious?
Salt
they
and vinegar?
Yeah. And the barbecue ones.
First of all, there's barbecue?
The barbecue chips. Have you lost your mind?
Do you like barbecue chips?
No.
Exactly.
But I do like...
Who are they for?
The sour onion. What are the oniony one? What's the onion one called? I can't think of it.
I like the sea salt and vinegar.
What am I talking about?
The dill pickle ones?
No. There's something onion.
Onion?
They're always in green bags.
Funyuns?
Oh, no. All chips
Ruffles?
Brands have them.
You're not like, I got to open Ruffles upside down
sour,
so I get the broken
sour
ones
sour cream
first?
And onion? Is that a thing?
Yeah, sure.
Is that what it's called?
Yes, it is.
Sour cream and onion?
Is a type
I'm just not realizing that's so weird. Like, I've never
But if you open it upside
cream.
Down, wouldn't it also have all the broken ones? Because aren't all like the little broken pieces at the bottom?
And then you get it over with. And you have the crappy part first and you get only good stuff.
I guess I would assume that most of that would like fall
And then
through.
All of the seasonings that have been on the bottom would then season the rest of the chips. I think it's a brilliant.
I just don't think of spice. Like what's like Doritos? Has like,
yes, of course. What do you mean? What do you think the blue and red artificial flakes are all over the chips? Seasoning. Even regular like just chips you do like tortilla chips that you dip in salsa. They're covered in salt. If you dip it upside down, they all get recoated in salt. I think I'm just so upset I never thought of this before. I think it's so smart.
Okay. I'll try next time.
Just like that comment. Okay.
Yeah. I like it too.
Brittany, another thing we were talking about in that episode was how I put on a bra, like I put it on backwards and then twisted around and put my arms through. And I thought that was normal, but now I need everyone to tell me if it's not, because Brittany said bra on backwards and twisting it is crazy.
Really?
And like a laughing emoji.
It makes sense to me because then you can clip it easier, right?
Well, you can't see what you're doing if you're doing it in the back. So to me, it's like you clip it in the front and then you twist around and put your arms through.
Yeah.
Is that not what people do?
It's what you do. And like I said, you do it.
I do it in 0.1 second.
Light speed.
Yeah. Crazy fast. Okay. Let's see. Okay. I thought I had more suggestions for hobbies. Oh, I didn't screenshot it, I guess, but there were a lot of people saying pottery, which I don't know that I'm that interested in, but gardening. So maybe we do try gardening. Because
I liked the
that.
Gardening one.
It's just hard to do that at night.
Yeah, it's not a night hobby.
But maybe we can discuss it at night.
We can plan.
And then we can do it during the day. I have a new hobby that we haven't talked about yet today.
What is it?
My newest hobby. So I set up a camera to watch some squirrels and chipmunks. And I'm like obsessed with it. Like I put little treats out and I like to see what creatures will come and nibble on treats. And it's so cute. We've seen a chipmunk and birds and squirrels and a skunk, lots of crows, and then mice, which is sad.
That's
so
my thing is that I think, cause I did this with squirrels in our backyard because Flynn was so into seeing squirrels, but that just led to rats and then rats, coming in our house.
So now rats came in our old house.
Yeah.
Where was I?
What do you mean?
I don't remember that.
Sleeping?
Wait, what? There was a mouse in the house? A rat?
Yeah, a couple
times. I literally don't remember that.
Yeah, you would hear them. You would hear it in the vent.
Oh, I do remember hearing things in the vent, but it sounded bigger than a rat. It sounded like a large rodent. I have to change my little game plan here about like, I have to be very strategic with how much little nuts and seeds I put out and when, and make sure I bring it in because the mice are only coming at night and we don't want to encourage the mice.
Yeah, we don't want to send
but
a,
I don't
want to invite.
And
well,
I also
the mice have been like day one, no mice, day two, one, day three, two, day four, there was 10, you know what I mean? So like
there wasn't 10, there was 4, but,
yeah,
and it was the same one coming back and forth,
you don't
but still,
invite.
I don't want to invite it. And also I saw people talking online about how like, if you feed the little squirrels and stuff every single day, then they become reliant on that food source and then they won't store enough food for like winter and whatever. Like, you don't want to mess with their cycle or whatever. So I also
think they're hibernating in Southern California, but true. But yes.
But sure. I still don't want to mess with their cycle of life and like whatever. So I don't want to like, so now I have to like figure out and look online more and do more research on like what is appropriate and what isn't. Like, should I not be doing it at all? And should
should there not be bird feeders?
I don't know. I mean, I think you can have a bird feeder if it's like you're consistently filling it with the feed that is healthy for them, but you have to be consistent because then they rely on that as their food source. And then if you take it away randomly one day, then they don't have a food source. And it's like, you know, so it's like, you have to be careful with how you do it, but it is my newest hobby is like watching them and seeing what comes and goes. And I've stopped feeding them for the past couple of days. Cause I like, don't want to, I need to look into it more before I'm doing this. So I only did it for a few days and then now I've stopped because I need to do more research on how to do it correct. Mm. But I did start noticing the different squirrels. Like I can recognize some of the squirrels now. There's one that is like missing some hair on its like shoulder but it has a bushy tail, but it's like, he's like my little rascal.
Is that what you named him, Rascal?
Right now I just did, but he's like my little rascal because he's like really spunky, but he's the least scared of all of them, but he's like missing hair on his back. And then there's another one that has like the worst tail I've ever seen of any squirrel alive. Like it is scraggle, stringy, yucky, but it's like a full, beautiful squirrel and it's like chunky, but it has like the thinnest, ugliest tail I've ever having seen.
What's that one's name?
I don't know yet. It's just like a squirmy little wiry. What's a good name for like a squirmy, wiry little dude?
I don't know.
It's fun to like just get to know them. And there's one other one that just looks like a typical average squirrel, but he is so scared. Like everything, like I watched this squirrel be afraid of the bowl that the food was in for hours. Like, but he wanted to get to the food, but he was like afraid of the bowl. So he'd go up to it and then run away scared.
Huge mental block there.
It was, and he was like trying all these different strategies to get, when all he had to do was just like eat it.
Do you think she's like exaggerating? Kalina spent like the last week, like not even looking at anything, stuff on her phone or whatever. She's just been studying the monitor. I think you took our kid's baby monitor and put it outside to watch.
No, I didn't. I used one of the outside cameras.
You reminded me of something. I said name it because our kids are always naming creatures and things like that. Flynn caught a salamander.
Yes.
At school today.
Yes.
And he was telling me about it. And he goes, guess what I named it? And I go, I don't know. What'd you name it? He goes, no, guess. And I'm thinking, I know my son. I've seen him name a lot of creatures.
Sally.
And I go, Sally? He goes, oh, how did you guess that?
I love that I just guessed it too. Yeah, he always names it a name that sounds like what it is.
Yeah.
Whereas, have you asked Maisie that question recently?
And she's the opposite.
She knows exactly what the name is. She says it immediately before you answer the question or before you finish asking the question. She's answered it, and it is the weirdest name you've ever heard in your life.
But not like a made up name.
It's usually kind of made up, but it's not like blah, blah, blah.
No, she's like a toy bunny. And you're like, what's his name? And she's like, father.
Yeah. She'll have like that. But there's also times where she's like, Keynot.
Yeah.
And you're like, Keynot? And she's like, yes.
And you go Keynot. And she's like, no.
Keynot.
Like, yeah, make sure you say it right.
They're always that wild. So every once in a while you'll get like a Sarah or something really normal. But the worst one was, I didn't like when she, no offense to Maisie, but when she named that her kitty stuffed animal father, I didn't like that.
Yeah, I don't know where she got that from.
She's like, I don't know why that was
how'd she even know that?
It felt
very
like, I don't know, like culty or something. I don't know. It just felt so strange. Like just the way all the kids would say father, like the father was a strange one. But there was one other one she said that was so funny and I can't remember it. Dang it. I even remember I was like, ask her what the name of that thing is.
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
I'm sorry. I can't tell you. I don't know. I wasn't there.
You were there though.
Oh,
it's okay. Whatever. She has great names and they're bizarre. And Wesley would just be like, he would just tell you what it was if you asked him what the name of something was.
Well, I think that's so cool that you're recognizing these creatures now and they have personalities. That's awesome. I think you can feed the squirrels.
This is my current hobby because social media got too hard to look at. So I was like, I'll just look at my cameras.
Yeah. That's a great hobby. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all we got for you guys today. Let us know in the comments.
Gardening.
What other hobbies other than gardening we might want to try. And
what's like a chill nighttime one?
Puzzles.
Puzzles. We can get back into puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
knitting?
We can try knitting.
Yeah.
I did that when I was pregnant with Flynn, I think.
I remember you doing that, yeah.
I did finger knitting.
Yeah.
Arm knitting.
Oh, gosh, that's right. Yeah. You made a bunch of blankets.
Yeah, big old thick chunky blankets.
Yeah.
But
I remember that now.
That's all we got today. We gotta go, guys. It's been a long day.
And remember, you're either a fart smella or
smart fella or a fart smella.
It's really hard for my brain to read that shirt and say it out loud.
You're either a smart fella or a fart smella.
Is it either?
I don't know what it says.
You're either or you're either.
I don't know. Whatever one you prefer, either or either.
Which do you say?
I would say either. I wouldn't say either. I don't think, you're unless either. I just did. You're either. I don't know.
I don't know which one I say.
Okay. Bye.